Do you know how difficult it is for parents to remain steadfast under what is called the nag factor? The whole children's toy and gadget industry is built upon the premise that parents will eventually give in to a child's constant nagging. You know how much whining and nagging the Lord endures and listens to? And He does it all with great compassion, and He refuses to answer certain prayers the way you want them answered because His steadfast love and wisdom is better than life. And what a blessing it is to be in the crosshairs of God's steadfast love. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In chapter 1, Naomi and her husband refused to be trained by the discipline of God, and it led to Naomi's bitter heart. But now, at the end of chapter 2, she's looking back and sees that God's discipline was actually His steadfast love, and His love has led to her abundance. Sometimes, God's blessing is that He doesn't answer our prayers the way we want them answered. You remember back in chapter 1 where Naomi prays a prayer of kindness and rest on Ruth, but God had a different, better redemptive plan. His answer of no, or not yet, or not how you think, is part of the steadfast love of the Lord. It is steadfast, enduring, and persevering in accomplishing His plan for His glory and our joy. And the way Ruth and Naomi's story is being told is to make us chuckle and wonder at the providence of God in the ordinary decisions of our life. When you pray today, please remember Paige Sanchez and her husband Juan Carlos, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Amara Life Word broadcast that's heard in Bolivia and Peru.